That was Etta James. Recently, I guess. I don't know if she's passed on. Let's see. Unmute Ion. So, Carol, several people appreciate
your work. We requested that. We requested Etta weeks ago. You finally caught up. Good.
yeah. Sorry. Too busy dealing with Carol's crisis, the coronavirus. I've had to take days off to deal with it.
Morphing again. Now, yes. By God, Americans are watching. Are people from Washington, are they Americans, Bob? Yes? No?
No. They lean towards Ecotopia in British Columbia, Canada. Canadians.
So some of them died.
I mean, Washington State.
No problem.
You're talking about Washington State.
That's where.
Yeah.
Yes, that's where the dead people, one person died from the virus in the U.S.
Well,
so we were just seeing a couple
things. Just to warn everybody, and when I play my private session, Ion told us on Thursday, anybody who's in New York State or California, get out now. All right?
No, sorry.
You won't be listening.
Due to the travel ban, they can no longer leave. They got to stay now.
Well, that's flying. You could drive across the border, couldn't you?
No, you can't. No, hell no. We're building a wall. The Mexico wall, we're going to take that one up and put it around California and New York. That one next makes the Hudson River be the boundary. No further.
Okay, so,
dirty river.
Head out of the cities then. Head out of the cities. Even though the virus is bird flown, bird spread, worm spread, ant spread, every part of nature's got the virus, I understand. Is that the latest, Ion?
Sounds snaky.
Snaky? Snaky? Spanky? Stanky.
Nanky. Nanky.
He used to play for Zappa in the 70s. Nanky.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got the reference, my God. That's on point. You've been them puffs. Since you got back on the puffs, you're doing much better, Bob.
Well, I just want to pass on to Carol. You know, could just be quiet a second. I give the kudos to Carol. Several people have been thanking you for your efforts with the dead book.
Wow.
On the
thank you.
Chat line. So,
very nice.
Your work's being acknowledged.
Even though I am doing it selfishly for myself.
They seem to appreciate that. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
You can't help but not be selfish,
right.
Even when you're selfish. So let's get to work here. I think Linda has questions. She's been hanging around for a couple of months. Well, not here, but home composing questions. Am I right, Linda? You've got questions?
Yes, I do have questions.
All right. Well, you've been enjoying the music and floating about, so I hope you can concentrate.
Okay. All right. Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey. How's it hanging?
It's hanging good, actually. I'm doing good. Well, except for this news about leaving California. Is that a fight?
We are doing Book of the Dead for a reason there, Linda. Okay, there's no deal around
it'll
here.
It'll be over. Don't worry, darling. It'll be over soon. Don't worry. It's better. No problem.
So am I gonna be okay in the town that I'm in for a while? I'm trying to figure out how to move and get all that lined up.
Stop. We don't. Okay, let's be really clear. How many goddamn times do we have to tell you? No, it's over. That's done. It's passed. Good luck. You did. You had your chance. So work it out. You make it, you make it. Good for you. If you don't, you don't. You'll know why. It's easy. This ain't hard. It's simple.
So I need to get out quick, huh?
Nah, don't
well,
hurry.
You believe
there's
this.
No hurry.
You believe
now.
This demon
there's
voice.
No hurry.
It's
now.
A demon voice.
There's no hurry now. you're locked deep in. You're in the cesspool now, honey. You might as well take a lap or two in the mosh pit before you get out. It's fine. Just know, maybe you've rescinded enough. It's good. You can always have another family. No problem.
You better tell them that there's something serious going on. Do they have a clue, Linda? They don't have a clue, right? Like, what are they thinking?
No, they don't have a clue.
Are there people in your town wearing masks?
Not that I've seen, no.
You haven't seen?
There's only one case in this county, and they have been released, and they have no symptoms, so.
Well, what made them think the person was a case?
Because they came off of a plane from China. They were quarantined in Denver, and now they've been released, and they're back here.
Okay, so people who've been flying in the last couple of weeks have been quarantined if they came from China anyways. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's sad to see this happening to my people. But I'm a kid.
Bob depends on the death and depravity. It's only a game in town.
Yes. Yes,
Linda.
I depend on a lot.
Back in the days with James Curtis. Remember him?
He lives
under a bridge now. But remember, Bob was the original. He was the original sesquipedalian that came forth. He's the only one that would stand the bastion of time, the stretch of all light imagination. He would stay with you infinitely. Or at least until you buy or die. Well, now folks are coming to the latter part of that conclusion, and we'll see how they go.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if your questions are relevant. Well, what could you pop with the Damocles sword hanging over you, Linda? What question is important?
I know. I'm going to try and set that aside for a few minutes.
Try to remain cool.
Yeah, me. Damocles ain't got nothing on her, Bob.
Yeah, she's hanging.
Okay. All right, so do you want me to talk about the tetrad? Is that it, Bob?
Oh, honey, you got notebooks full of shit. You can talk about anything you want to.
Okay.
Yep.
So I was going over the tetrad of Marshall McLuhan.
You still have that shit strode out all over your house? Do you still have that shit strode all over your house?
What shit?
The papers,
I'm working on?
Books. And is that what you call it? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to organize it.
No. Yeah, they make thumb drives for that, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to put it all on the computer, but it takes time. So, time that I obviously don't have now.
You're so funny. That's funny. It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Well, I sent Bob a new tetrad, and I was looking over Marshall McLuhan's Enhance, Obsolesce, Retrieve, and Flip. And when I was looking at it, I was realizing that all that's doing is giving this rear-view mirror look at how we as humans have been affected by new technologies, but...
No, it's not. It's how you respond to it. Because there's been a lot of technology that you would not accept, that you have accepted. There's a lot of technology that do you remember Beta? Where did Beta go? That's technology, and it's actually good technology, but you let that go. You see?
Okay.
The means, attacking these means, a lot of technology you've let go. Tesla was the best technology ever, and you let that go. So now we have to do something different in the Coldplay because y'all let that go.
Okay, so how we responded to new technologies. Okay, but still it's an endless looping, like a Fibonacci spiral, right?
Until it doesn't. A Faraday cage only works as long as it's containing. But once you breach it, it doesn't have any effect anymore. That's kind of funny that you'd actually play in tetrads. Funny.
Well, I was also looking at Croker's And he starts off with a false premise of disappearing something. So that didn't make any logical sense to me, because if you're...
It doesn't. He never does. Croker doesn't. That's what's wrong with it. And what's the counterpart of Croker? Well, no, wait now. What's the other side of Croker?
The other side of Croker would be... LaRouche?
Croker Quadrant would be LaRouche. Bobby Better Come Saver. You're trying to not...
Well, the point was that he's using a false premise, and so anything following a false premise is illogical. So I didn't put my stock into it.
Good. That's fine. But there's a quiz. So you got stuff to do, and you can't just leave that. Now you've set it up. You've made it something. See? So it's like, okay, now what do we do?
Okay, Linda.
See?
LaRouche and Thompson are Americans, so we can pair them off. And Croker and McLuhan are Canadians. So Croker is definitely the opposite of McLuhan, or not McLuhan, just like Thompson is not LaRouche. And Thompson and LaRouche have both written statements putting each other down, all right? And McLuhan didn't know of Croker, so it's just Croker got to swipe at McLuhan. But this thing about being disappeared, that's the beginning point. That's my album. Or the album Neufeld and Nelson made, in 92, the main song, and it's a great video called Everything's Disappeared. That began the road to irondom when I declared that 30 years ago in the 80s. So everything has disappeared. That's what you begin with. And if you don't know it's disappeared, Ion's always recommending you don't get stuck in the human form and its imagery. He's recommending the invisible. Remember that? The visible is not real. The invisible is real. So you begin with the disappeared. That's why Croker's tetrad, the dark tetrad, is better than McLuhan's. That's how you begin.
Well, I thought that because Ion was saying that once we create something, you can't uncreate it. So I was taking that to mean that once you create something, you can't disappear and uncreate it.
Okay, so that's what the tetrad is based on, ratios. Because McLuhan was a Thomas, St. Thomas Aquinas, who created the doctrine of analogical proportionality, something becomes prominent and something else appears obsolete because of the pressures of the ground, which changes the ratios. Then you change the ground and what was obsolete becomes prominent, and what was retrieved becomes flipped into the opposite. See, so the shifting. Ion's always talking about shifts. The Thomas Aquinas' philosophy is the best ideology for understanding the sense ratio shifting. So that's why the tetrad beta, okay? Beta was there, then it got disappeared, or it didn't become obsolete. Obsolete is where it becomes prominent. It just got sidelined. But something, say, the next new drug that Carol makes for Big Pharma may retrieve characteristics of the beta because of the ratios the new drug has. See, so things, why did the occult get retrieved in the 20th century and not in the 19th century? Or let's say 18th century, because the 18th century was so literate, they were so embedded in time and space visual parameters that nobody had any sensitivity to the occult. If you did, you were fringe or killed as a witch or something. But in the 20th century, everybody's an occultist by now, because the invisible, mysterious world of occults resonates with the electrical world, which is a mysterious medium. See? Now, when we, through Ion, expose the mystery body, which in human culture is called the occult, then the occult will not be mysterious. So that means that Ion was a new ground that altered the ratio, so the occult is no longer a fascination. It's a daily meal in the 21st century. See, the ratios of things change. That's what you're doing when you're looking at a tetrad. A is to B, as C is to D, or A is to C. You know, enhances A, obsolescence is B, D is C is retrieval, and D, the fancy word, is chiasmus, which means flips or reverses into something with opposite characteristics. So you're showing the ratios of A to E, A to C, B to D, or B to C, A to D. You can make different shapings of the tetrad.
A, B, 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 I, Bicky, okay. I, B, by, Bo, Bicky, by, Do, B, B, A, B,
okay.
A, E, Do.
So, Ion, what
so let's take your tetrad. Give us your tetrad for Iondome, or whatever it was that you made a tetrad
okay.
of.
Well, the first thing is that Ion says to overlay. Since we can't uncreate what we've created, what you do is you overlay it. So that's the first step. For example,
well, that's what tetrads do. Technology is overlaid. It's a miming of our thought process, our brains. Print overlaid manuscript. Movies overlaid print. That's how Fitting's Wake is written, too, with all the layers of the onion. With the overlays.
Okay.
So, all what right. is your, what does a Iondome or your tetrad on Ion enhance?
Well, what I put is that first you start with overlaying. So if you have a little man issue, you would overlay it with something that is pointing in the direction of you being God in your power.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Overlaying the God doctrine or God dogma.
Right. And so that completes, so that would complete your, you know, trip down little man lane. And
no,
because of,
no, wait, that's a, and here's what happens. Unforeseen, when you overlay in the ionic manner, you will retrieve something you didn't notice. Most people have contrast retreated and they become lonely floating people listening to Zappa. Right? That's what gets
okay.
retrieved. More and more contrast. That's what happens to the little man when they start applying Ion. And now the obsolescence is something that's prominent. No, that's not the way to say it. What is obsolete doesn't mean it disappears. It becomes more and more prominent. So what do you have for your obsolescence phase?
Transmute.
Okay, a lot of transmuting going on in the hexadic since Ion showed up. That's right. More and more transmutation, all of it, because it is spreading so widely, it is not constitutive. It's not the enhanced level which shapes people. The transmutation that people are going through, they're adopting a quadrophenia naturally, is not helping them or not transmuting them to a desired situation. It's just making them more desperate. This happens to a lot of ionauts. They think they're transmuting, but they're just getting more and more confused and acknowledging their latent quadrophenia.
Okay.
So then they got it. So then you have to deal with what you've obsolesced. You made something more prominent you didn't even know about, hadn't even noticed. Then what are you going to retrieve? What do you have for retrieval?
Well, the parts are overlay, complete, transmute, and transcend.
But you put transmute for obsolescence. So what was the third one? Transcend, and what was the other one? Overlay. No, I get overlay.
Overlay, complete, transmute, and transcend.
Well, you just said transmuting was the obsolescence phase.
Well, I'm trying to shift it as you're talking. I had it as completion, but you're saying there is no completion.
Oh, okay. You retrieve. You're saying you retrieve completion. Just go with what you
right.
said.
First. Okay. All right. So
get overlaying.
Retrieve completion. Yes. So retrieve completion. Then you transmute. You change or alter in form, appearance, or nature to a higher form.
That's the reversal phase?
Yes.
Well, did you have it down in four statements? Overlay is
overlay, completion, transmute.
No, completion. So you have completion in the obsolete. Look, you do it as enhance, obsolete, retrieval, reversal. Okay, so is that the way you had it? Enhance, obsolesce, retrieval, and reversal. Is that how you originally had the four names?
Yes.
All right, so you had overlaying for enhance. You had transmute, you told me, but what did you have for obsolescence?
I had complete, and then I was trying to keep up with what you were saying. So when you asked me about
Don't keep up. Just what did you have? So then in reversal, in retrieval, you had what?
I had retrieval. I had transmute.
Right. So you had overlaying, complete, transmute, and then the reversal is transcend. I think you had complete for obsolescence because you thought, oh, that's done. You took the conventional meaning of obsolescence, not that there's more and more and more of something. So McLuhan used to give the example when the printing press happened, handwriting was obsolete, but there became more and more handwriting. See, when something's obsolete, everybody's doing it. It's easy to do. Right? But to handle what's actually being projected and extended is difficult for people to adjust to. So you've got overlaying, and you should have completion. That shouldn't be there. Transcendence and transmute should be reversal. I mean, obsolesce. And then, yes, retrieval. I always said retrieve source energy, so that can be a completion, retrieving completion as an idea anyways. And then you flip into transcendence. That's okay. Yeah. But
okay.
You'll hear
so
Thompson when I play. When I play Thompson, you're going to learn that transcendence, raising your kundalini, is only half the story. You also have to de-raise, bring your kundalini back down, and get grounded, and that's called immanent. You're pervasive everywhere. You're not transcending. You got to do both, according to Thompson. Would you say, Carol? Well, if your home, well, I don't know where your home is. Imminence is your pervasive. You're back grounded at some place. So Carol thinks going back to Andromeda is grounding.
Okay.
So you overlay, transmute,
complete,
and transcendent. That's not bad. That's what you originally had. Right? Even though you didn't know what the words meant.
We switched. You just switched.
Just tell me what you had the 2 weeks ago.
I had overlay, complete, transmute, and you put transmute.
Kundalini was a member of Toe Cutter's motorcycle gang.
Yeah, okay.
So,
do it again. You only said three. You had overlay.
Overlay, complete, transmute, transcend.
Okay, but see how puny that is? It's just a bunch of words. Where are you today? You're not transcended, you're not completed, you know, et cetera. I didn't help you. What do you say? Are you helped?
Well,
if I pronounce you unascended, it doesn't mean you're in the box forever. You refute me. You come back somehow. Well, you better be careful how you come back. Better know what you're talking about, but, you know, you don't have to accept the categories I insult you with.
Okay, I'm just trying to find a way to point upwards instead of just going around in loops.
Well, pointing upwards would be due to you, in the ratios of media, cultures, and their history, is a visual bias. You'll hear Thompson talking about when civilization started and literacy started, people started thinking there were sky gods. They would point up there. See? So we're trying to change your biases that you were trained into as an American.
Oh, Bob, she's trying to reference Horace Mann.
The jazz musician. Or is that the president?
No.
I can't remember.
The educational reformer. Come on, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Horace Mann, another visually biased American. So you're trying to project your ideas into the tetrad. That's not dealing
right.
with technology in its own terms. You have to undress
okay.
your biases. As you should notice that you're being biased in creating the tetrad by having this pointing upward, or that idea
well,
of transcendence.
I thought that that's implied in the word ascension, is that you're moving in an up, you're moving towards Andromeda.
You're well, if you ever look at Bucky Fuller,
that was
50 years ago.
That was William, it's not Bucky Fuller, it was William Lord Garrison.
No, Bucky Fuller pointed out
yeah.
that there was no up and down in present-day electric reality. You're thinking you have the visual parameters of time and space, 3D. You go up or you go down, you go left or right. There's no
See,
directions like that when you're simultaneously here on Saturday night and in everybody's house who's all over the planet that are listening. You're there, and
that's
they're
an
in your place.
That's an abolitionist. That's an abolitionist.
Well, the word transcend means...
This is not your pay grade, okay? Just hold a bit. Let me... It's not your fuser.
So to transcend, it means to be prior to, beyond, and above. So you're saying there's no directionality.
Well, to be prior to would be you're not affected by the environment. You're not molded by it. That's prior to... So
That's Walter Lippmann.
All right, that's okay. The thing is, see, Ein keeps retrieving here. He's being a retrieval function. He's saying, I say something, and he's reminded of something, and he retrieves them, like Walter Lippmann. But to be ascended,
oh,
does
no,
it
that's
mean,
Hunter Thompson. That's Hunter
yeah.
Thompson, the Donzo journalism movement.
Hey, I appreciate the humor, but let me just say a sentence or two, because she's lost, okay? She took on something I brought in, and it's losing her. So ascension can be...
Oh, that's Bob Woodward then.
Yeah, look at this. The phrase, in the world and not of it. Now, it doesn't mean you're somewhere else, but you're not embedded in the image of the world that you see. Your lion eyes. So ascended is a kind of detachment, but it doesn't mean you're visually detached and disconnected. It means you're not shaped just by what's apparent.
Okay.
You remember, so when you're reading a book, people like to put on music in the background to keep the hypnosis of the visual space of the book balanced by the ear. Music. They do that unconsciously. Right? So that's
okay.
shifting your ratios of your senses. So that's what you have to remember. We got, what was it? Professors. More and more professors are ridiculous and obsolete because they keep insisting on the book culture. And nobody engages books anymore. But they're just being like the ancient regime at the time of Shakespeare, the old feudal... powers, they said, okay, we're going to keep the feudal system. And they didn't pay attention to the effect of the printed book inspiring people to have their own religion or their own denomination. So the universities are trying to make education. The universities are trying to retrieve, let's see, John Wesley Harding. It's John Wesley Harding, the religious nut who came in after Jonathan Edwards. Okay? So universities are trying to get fanatically...
Sinners in the hands of an angry God.
Yes, Jonathan Edwards. So, you see, the university is trying to retrieve the book effect and make it dominant at a time... when you can't have the book effect. But people walk around with the images of the book effect in their mind.
That's Ida Manero.
Ida Lupino.
Tarbell.
Ida Lupino.
No, Tarbell.
Yeah, former girlfriend of Wyndham Lewis. But let's go back,
no,
to you, Linda.
That was Dorothy Digg. That was Dorothy Digg. Come on, Bob.
Come on, you can be funny every minute. Let's have a 30-second interval here where we get things clarified for Linda. that you'd be funny.
Not
just constantly.
All you've done is you've drowned her in the mosh pit, Bob, pulling a tetrad against the
tetrad. Yeah, but I stay around.
Then.
I have to get her back on the boat. As I take responsibility for my effects.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Oh,
you
okay.
Don't.
Next thing he'll
yeah,
be
you won't. You started this movement 10 years ago. Now you're saying, sorry, it's over.
Thing.
You can't get back
okay.
out of California.
Okay.
We ain't helping you.
Okay. That's right. That's right. And when he gets through with the grapes of wrath, he's going to start explaining Upton Sinclair. So don't worry about it.
Upton Sinclair. He was a great communist socialist politician in the 30s. You guys might remember him.
No, that was Thomas Nast. Come on, Bob.
Thomas who? Nash? N-A-S-C-H-E?
Nast. N-A-S-T.
No. Okay, so you're working with the ratios. You're trying to make a direction out of the tetrad, Linda. It's a resonating shifting so that when something flips into its opposite form, a really good example is the industrial world. And maybe the printing press obsolesced the knight in shining armor. Do you know how the knight in shining armor came back? How it got retrieved?
The hero,
in
the superhero?
In pieces.
What did you say, Linda?
I said the superhero.
No, it's actually the cliche person. The automobile. Everybody could be a knight in shining armor. When they got their car.
Okay.
Now there's an example.
You could have any color, A model in the world you wanted, so long as it was black.
Yes, it was the Ford world. But you see, there's a bit of a pun there. A car is not a knight on a horse. But the sensibility that the knight had with all its armor, whatever that did to shape his being as he, you know, clip-clopped around the Monty Python landscape of The Life of Brian. What movie was that? The Meaning of Life, I think. I don't know. The one with the medieval stuff and the clapping stones. Okay, this is retrieved when people put a car and wrap it around themselves, a metal car. It's similar. So that's the thing, is the retrieval isn't exact.
Okay.
You got to be able to notice the visual pun almost.
All right.
Like, why
go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Why would the electric world retrieve the occult? That's theosophy, Asian gurus, automatic writing, trancing, seances. Why would the electric environment, what characteristics does it have that the occult resonates with, and therefore people being shaped by the electric characteristics have an affinity for what they thought was the occult?
More of a tribal shamanic type thing?
Just that the electric environment is invisible. So people start to believe in invisible forces.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Okay.
So
all
what
right.
do you think is being retrieved today? What's going on today? What is Web 2.0 doing to people? What is being retrieved that resonates with the characteristics of Web 2.0? In any culture, any style of human creativity, any institution that we know of?
I don't know.
Well, can you name a characteristic? You have to think, apode, and perceive what are the characteristics of life in Web 2.0. You have to look at what you think it is, what you think is going on. And you'd be pretty dumb if you couldn't come up with one characteristic that your life on the 2.0, how it's different from before you had 2.0. Right? That'd be pretty hopeless. You didn't notice.
A perception of connectedness.
Is that your relatives?
No, that's not me.
Oh, it must be Ion. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So, perception that we're more connected.
Okay.
through like social media or through the internet?
We were connected with radio more than today, because today I can interfere with the radio program and project my own radio content at you and anybody else. So we're actually more disconnected.
But there's this perception that we are more connected through social media.
That's the rearview mirror. We always project the characteristics of the previous environment on the present. And because people are so involved with the Web 2.0 and Facebook or texting, they start to notice the electric environment and its earlier characteristics of everybody being connected. And they don't notice the actual present effect is disconnected, what the Marxists call atomization of people. We're increasingly atomized is the left's critique of our society. That's why they want to go socialist. That's their idea of collective back on the same page, and everybody shares the same economy. Everything's free. That's a fantasy retrieved. This whole socialism thing and Bernie Sanders is a retrieval of Web 2.0. That people are always retrieving with images that are quite obsolete because they don't see what's going on. They don't see the images of the present.
Right.
So you know what Web 2.0 retrieves? That one might not think about it. It retrieves the ideology of Iandom. You're now on your own. You now are a god. You can make your own media. And so many Iandots, when they first encounter Ion, they drop their social chemical body lives and go off and hide or study or get pissed off at everybody. That's the retrieval effect, which happened when social media came in. Everybody could express their grievances, and then nobody paid attention to the grievances, so that made it more pissed off. So you have endless frustration in the Facebook world, and the young kids who grow up into it, they commit suicide. So nobody's feeling connected. They're actually feeling, whoa, man, I'm so disconnected, I'll try to reach out and connect. And it doesn't work through Web 2.0.
Right. Okay.
So what is retrieved if you take your connected idea, a bit rearview mirror, about Web 2.0? So what's retrieved that resonates with a connected idea?
Your godhood.
On the little man's idea. That's non-physical,
right,
which unites humans, because they couldn't handle their own godhood, so they had to have something hold humans together and connect everybody. That was the role of non-physical. And now in the time of Web 2.0, actual non-physical gave up connecting everybody and took over its own aggrandizing movement, as we know Ion has done, by creating its own cloud. You see how complex your images of what's going on? You need to think that you need to talk to Bob, you need to listen to Bob to clear up images, because you're not having an accurate perception of the present or of what ascension is.
Well, I'm not sure if Ionot knows what the ascension is, because it's something that we're trying to figure out. I don't know if any Ionot has a sense of what ascension is, because we're
they
not
don't.
Able to define it. Yeah.
That's right. And I'm here to sort of, I'm the nurse in the little school, you know, there the students get headaches, they come to me. Ion is the principal, or maybe the coach, who keeps creating new sports for everybody to engage. So that Ion creates new games, new environments, and the fallout is all over the place. But I'm here picking up the injuries. Now, Ion represents the present, because he's creating new games every week. That's what's happening in Web 2.0. There's new content every day.
Right. Okay. Well, it's given
me a lot. So you want to go on to another topic. There's a lot to think about there.
There's a lot to think, and then obsolesce my thinking and Yeah, okay.
You know what obsolescence in your thinking would be? Everybody starts thinking like you. That's what obsolescence means in McLuhan's sense. It spreads all over the place.
Okay.
So you meant something else.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm going to move on to another
topic. No, there's no thank you. You've got other topics.
I meant thank you for explaining that. I was going to move on to something
else. Okay. Yep.
So, going back to getting the hell out of California.
That's personal survival. He's just going to scare you. Do another topic, an idea, an abstraction, or something.
Okay. All right. So
what I would recommend about getting out of, I would practice saying it ain't going to happen to me because science says it's all over. So you try to be as quote detached as possible about the whole phenomenon. You don't care if you die. That's a good attitude.
Okay. Okay, so moving on. I was going through electricity and the fall and last week, and then Bob brought it up on Saturday that there's a call trying to come through. So anyways, on the call Saturday, you were going through your private session with Ion, and you're talking about the electricity and the falls. So I already was starting to lay that out, so I'm going to try and break down what you said so that I can kind of reconfigure what I was laying out. But back in 2009, Ion, you said that non-physical is spirit. And then in 2010, you said non-physical is power, non-physical is energy. And then in 2012, you said that you were electricity. So do you agree that those are the things that you said back then, Ion?
Are we still doing the tetrad? We were doing math.
No,
on Pop Kettle.
No.
No, we're not doing.
Sure?
We're not doing the tetrad.
No.
Oh, so you're doing.
We're doing
Pop
you.
Sermon online.
We're taking what you say and having you account for it. You went from spirit to power. Why?
Spirit is power.
You went to spirit to power and energy and electricity.
Spirit is power. Power is electricity. Electricity is spirit. They're all interchangeable, per se.
Okay. All right. So, on Saturday...
You just didn't know it.
Okay. So, on Saturday, on that private call with Bob, you said that electricity is quantitative transfusion of capacity. So I wanted to break down what that means. So by quantitative, the definition is of relating to or involving the measurement of quantity or amount. So so is that what you mean by quantitative in the way that you're using it to describe electricity?
How it applies.
How it applies. Okay. And transfusion is an act, process, or instance of transfusing, like the process of transfusing fluid into a vein or artery, for an example. Is that the way that you're using?
Unless it's whole plasma.
Unless it's whole plasma. So that's the way that you were meaning when you said transfusion.
Yeah, it's like a transducer.
Okay. Transducer.
You remember Dick Cavett?
Yes.
Now, see, that's a good one. You should live your life like that.
Okay. So,
who did Dick Cavett? Who did Dick Cavett ever hurt?
Nobody that I know of.
He hurt the people who got bored with his persona of not hurting anybody.
No, that was Mike Douglas before Phil Donahue. You know Marlo Thomas's husband?
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's not getting distracted.
Here's your tetrad.
We don't tetrad. We don't want that. You take that tetrad and shove it up your butt. We don't want any tetrad.
I miss Brooks. Connie's new job offer. Heat wave. English test and a weekend at Crystal Lake. There you go, tetrad.
Of what?
Okay.
A tetrad of what? Dick Cavett?
I remember this.
Okay,
that's
so I'd like
show.
To go back. I'd like to go back.
No, no, you're at transfusion. You didn't get an answer, or did you?
He said transducer.
That's right.
Okay.
Of capacity.
Of capacity. So capacity would mean the potential or suitability for holding, storing, or accommodating a large,
containing.
Okay.
They never use. So, see, that's the problem with words. They never use the right ones.
Did he say so containment? Capacity
containing.
Is containment?
Containing.
What? Containing.
Containing.
Okay. Yeah.
So, in other words, you're talking about the amount of transducing a containing. Is that accurate? Other words for what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you break it down simpler so I can understand what you mean by electricity in the way that you were saying quantitative transfusion of capacity? What does that mean?
It could mean it goes inside you and maybe depends on the environments of electricity you allow yourself to be aware of, and it alters your capacity for doing things.
Okay.
It goes inside you, that's transfusion. It alters your insides, and then you might feel more capable of things, or you might feel less capable, and those feelings would be delusionary because the electricity actually helps you do things. You can have a car with electricity. Then you could say, uh-oh, I'm getting addicted to the car, and I'm getting lazy, and my legs are getting out of shape. So that's a disservice of it. The transfusion, the quantitative transfusion of capacity can have disservices.
Okay. So the disservice would be, for example, if you were resisting the electricity that you're taking into yourself, you can blow a fuse, blow yourself
out.
Yeah.
Okay. But remember, you are taking in electricity by using an electric lawnmower, electric toothbrush, the telephone, TV, all these things are electrical. And the electricity, since it doesn't have boundaries, and Ian said last week on my private session, it's half non-physical as well as physical, so it's a tactile interval of matter and language. So that is what you're engaging when electricity extends that tactile quality. So it's inside, outside, all the time.
Okay, so for example, I got into my car the other day and it wouldn't start. Finally started, get down the freeway, it tries to die on me, but it doesn't. I try to go up a hill and it completely, I'm going probably 1 to 2 miles an hour. It's barely making it up the hill. But as soon as I turned around and started going downhill, it operated fine, and I made it all the way home, which is probably, 10 miles you know, from where I turned it around to home. So am I taking in the electricity that's going on in my car? Is that what was happening?
Yeah.
Or is
yeah.
it just...
But see, what's wrong is the carburetor won't carb, and the generator won't gen, and we can't tell you what the pistons won't do.
Piss. They won't piss.
Okay, so when I get in the car, there's electricity all around me, and I'm taking it inside, and I'm drawing it away from
that's
the motor of my car.
Stop, stop, stop. No, the motor in your car has nothing to do with it. This is about what, Bob, the obsolescence and retrieval. It's the differential in your transmission, which has nothing to do with power, which has nothing to do with energy. The differential is the cogs and the gears, basically sprockets, that gauge or convert or transmute the power into another kinetic forcible energy, a forward motion. And so when you hit resistance, which is the hill, of course, the gears and the cogs, which are broken. And by the way, if you're going to stay in that godforsaken hellhole,